obviously we had to freshen the players up, them that had a lot of game time, had a few extra days, if you like. The others have been in, but, you know, it's given us a good chance. They have a full week on the training ground, which, in our, apart from Alisson, of course, on international duty, but he's back in today, so it's been a good week. Worked in a lot of shape, a lot of disciplines, a lot of good personal stuff as well, so excellent.
And has it been good to get the new lads in and, you know, have a couple of weeks with, to work with them and get them sort of infiltrated into the squad before they actually play?
Yeah, but the last week predominantly, obviously, because mix and max last week with some lads off, etc. But we've had a good week. You know, people know each other a lot better than we did on Monday, if you like. So that's a positive. But it's a good squad of players, a healthy squad of players, and we look forward to the challenges in it. And it doesn't get any tougher than the next two, that's for sure.
Is it a long 2 weeks for you?
Yeah, I think any. I mean, I've watched a lot of football in that 2 weeks. So from that point of view, it's that side of it is business as normal. But, you know, last Saturday afternoon, I must admit, then heading off to watch a game was rather strange rather than be involved in it on a Saturday. But, you know, I suppose that'll come with the Championship, with television games as well, etc. So, but it was a little bit strange, yeah.
It's good as well, though, to have that time off sometimes, just to take a step back, whether it's to reflect as a manager, whether it's to get people healthy and rested as well. And you're going to get that this year. You didn't have that the last two seasons, did you?
Yeah, it's good. You know, we have the chance to get some injured players back, and we get the chance to settle some people down, put work into some players that need it, and perhaps decrease the loads for some. But, you know, over the piece, we hope we've benefited from it, you know, but we'll find it on Saturday. You know, we're going to the home of a team who's a real example as to how to go up and embrace the Championship, and they might be on a different spectrum to us in terms of spending power and wages, etc. But you can't fault the job that Eddie's done there since he went back from Burnley. It was a great achievement getting him back, but he went back to a club that he loves, and, you know, I know the club reasonably well through the previous ownership and through Big Steve Fletcher, of course, who's still a personal friend. So we look forward to a tough day on the road.
You mentioned before the break that you had a couple of players you expected to be back after this. Are you fully healthy now?
Well, somebody said they wouldn't be back, and with an injury crisis on your show, and they're all back.
So good news then to have the likes of the Green back.
Well, Paul Green's back, Fraser Richardson's back, Ryan Hall's back, Craig Morgan's back, and I think I said that.
So how much time have you spent over these last 2 weeks wondering what your team lineup's going to be for Bournemouth? Because you've got a lot of options in different areas, haven't you?
Well, we're just looking at the individual fitness of the lads returning, and of course some in the group, and how sharp they are. But they've had a week on the training ground to show what they can do and impress. And some have already done that with performances. You know, we ask about, you know, Paul Green, will he come back into the shape? Yes, he will. He was our best player, simple as that. And he's been stunning in training and stunning in a match against Chesterfield closed door here on Tuesday for half an hour, simply stunning. So we look at all that and we think we've progressed really well. We showed our strength and our mettle in that little closed door game. That's a good League One team that come up being on Tuesday, and, you know, we took them apart at times at will, and that's a good thing because it shows how we've moved forward since last season.
You touched on Green, and he did look so good before that injury. I guess you're just hoping now that it's not sort of knocked him back, that he can get out there and just continue where he left off.
Yeah, training this week is showing it's had no adversity. He's only missed 2 or 3 weeks in reality, when we all feared on the challenge that it should have been a red card, as we know, against Watford, but referee didn't get that right. But that happens. But, you know, Greeny's recovered really well from it. He wanted to be back in training 10 days later, which was ahead of schedule, but the consultant that we took him to and analysed him and all the bits and pieces that he does said he'll be fit for Bournemouth away, and in fact he was fit the week before because he's been in training now for 9 or 10 days.
How tempted are you just to throw in the two new strikers?
Yeah, we're tempted, you know, but we have to be looking at everything in the mix here. We have to look at who's impressed in the game so far, who knows exactly the way we want to play, who knows how we play, and more importantly, what they've done in the closed-door game we had in the week and what they've done in the training ground, because there is good competition places in a lot of areas of the team. We'd like it to be a little bit stronger in some, but there is good in the main parts.
We've had a chance to speak to Ben Pringle today, and he said that, you know, he's been known for getting loads of crosses in during a game. But I think he said he put something like 2 in 5 so far, and that he was making that a point of emphasis moving forward. Is that something that you've spoken to him to try and get more and more crosses in there?
Yeah, he's a terrific talent. You know, we've not been as dominant in the Championship as we were in League One. We dominated from start to finish in 99% of the games. And in the Championship, we're going to be spells where we've got to get Ben nice and narrow, or a wide player's narrow, and stop people cutting through is like butter, like a knife through butter. So We'd like him to get more crosses in, but he's probably not put as many crosses in as he should have done as well, so it's twofold. But he's been working hard this week, and he certainly put some crosses in the last few days.
And you know, with a guy like Becchio, if he starts for you, that if you get the delivery in there, he's proven he can get goals at this level.
Yeah, Luciano is not at the fitness and sharpness levels we'd like him to be, and that certainly doesn't mean he's not going to start on Saturday. But we like to think we increase the fitness levels and the sharpness of every player we sign. And I don't think there's a player goes out on loan or goes out of this football club that don't have a real sharpness about their play. But he's already demonstrated very early in his weak ways that he's a goal scorer. He can hold the play up, he can bring people into play, and he's everything that we know from what he did at Leeds. You know, but we just need to get him a little bit fitter and stronger in sharpness. And of course, that only comes with playing as well.
I was going to say, because it's perhaps not a big surprise, because he's not played an awful lot of games recently, has he?
No, he's not. He's played a lot under 21s in reserve games, but with all due respect, you know, I could go out and play in these under 21 games. Nobody tackles anyone and no one challenges anyone. And I keep hearing under 21 managers taking a claim for great performances. It's five a side at a leisurely pace. And so there's a lot wrong with that system. But from our point of view, if you're a manager or a coach and you put a player in that environment, he can only play in the environment, he can't only play differently.
When you bring two more strikers in and you've already got an awful lot of, you know, good strikers at this football club, I just wonder, you know, it's inevitable, isn't it, that maybe the guys in the squad are going to come to you and say, have I still got a place here? Have you had those strikers coming to you and asking those questions?
No, they've not. Well, I think they should embrace competition anyway. I think we're probably still a striker short of where we want to be. And but we're in good shape. We've got, you know, five or six people that can play in that position. But that's the way it should be, because some weeks we'll go with three up there, some weeks we'll be one, some weeks we'll be two, and that's the nature of the Championship. If you look at, I think Wolverhampton Wanderers are a great example, but they play with one striker, they play with Dicko, and they play 4-5-1 at home, and they play 4-5-1 away, and they're tremendous to watch. They get lots of support to them and lots of energy, and there'll be some weeks we need to do that, and it'll be a bit whether strikers can adapt to wider areas like Wolverhampton have done or different scenarios. But there's no striker knocking on my door, and if they knock on my door and they ask why they're not in, it's because they don't probably deserve to be in.
I suppose they know if they get the opportunity, they've got to take it, don't they?
Yeah, plus they know that we pick our team very honestly, and they may come in and question our judgement as a management team and say perhaps they don't agree with us, and you'd expect a player to think like that, but they can't come in and say we've never picked our team fairly, because there's never a day that I've woke up as a football manager where I've not picked my team based on what I believe should win the game, because I want to win more than my players want to win, believe me.
So Becchio, not a guaranteed place. You know, the new guys are club record signing. They're not going to be given any preferential treatment here.
Well, I think you know me better than that. There's no one guaranteed a place here. I said we had heroes last season, and every one of them in the squad, here or not here, was a hero the previous season. Heroes, here or not here. In this season, they can only be here to be heroes, but they'll get picked if they deserve to be picked.
And the guys that have come up through the divisions with you have done pretty well so far, haven't they?
Yeah, I think some have really embraced it. You know, I don't know about yourself, but I had the opportunity just to have a quick look at Kari Arnason on live on television on Tuesday night for Iceland. There wasn't a better player on the pitch, and he was playing with us in League Two, and so that's a great example. But there's a lot of people that stepped up and embraced it. You know, Craig Morgan stepped up and embraced it. Pringle, Ravel, Frecklington. You know, these are lads that we think highly of, but they have to prove it on a every game basis.
I bet you've got a tough decision as well at right back, haven't you? Because while Fraser Richardson is that guy who likes to get forward, and you've liked to use those types of players, Kurt Broadfoot's done a good job there for you, hasn't he?
Yeah, Kurt's not a right back. We should emphasise that. He's a centre back, and he's been, I think he's loved it in training this week, and he certainly loved the closed door game because he was playing centre back, and he was almost eating the striker at one stage. It was great to see him. He had that aggressive stance that you can have as a centre back. But it wasn't a privilege for Steve Evans or Paul Rayner to stand there and watch the performance for 45 minutes on Tuesday. It may only be closed door, but watching Fraser Richardson play, it was a Premier League player playing in the training ground here, and we're pleased he's back and available.
When you look at your squad now and with all the signings that you've made, do you sort of look at it and think, yes, this is exactly what I wanted to have at this stage of the season?
Yeah, at this stage, but we're a bit of a evolving beast, if I can call it that. You know, we had to be evolving in League Two. We weren't quite there. We didn't get a lot of the signings right. And there in League One, we didn't get some of the signings right. And here in the Championship, we'd probably be reviewing back at the end of the season saying we didn't get some of them right. But the bigger picture says we've got it all right so far. You know, we've got out of League Two, we've got out of League One. And, you know, we're points short of where we should have performance-wise deserved in the Championship, and we've got a healthy squad, a good squad, a fantastic atmosphere in our dressing room, but the players know that we will add to that dressing room as often as we can, but only if it makes us better, and that'll be between now and in January, and it will certainly happen in January, and going forward towards the end of the season, it will happen again.
If I can put it this way, I sense that you're a manager who's not afraid to make a mistake, if I can put it like that, because managers are judged an awful lot on signings they make or decisions, but I suppose if you can move on from mistakes that you've made, learn from that, you just continue to progress as a manager, don't you?
Yeah, and I think you get some wrong, don't you? You know, and I think for all the analysis you do and all the reviews you do and all the scouting missions you do and your staff do, and there's more than me just buys into that. It's a management team here that buy into new signings, and you get some wrong. But, you know, over the piece, we've got them right. We've brought more money in transfer revenue than we've spent. And so the chairman obviously ticks that box. And we've got up two levels accordingly, all in line with our budget and probably money left each season in the budget. So we've got a very happy chairman. We've got very happy and fantastic supporters. And I can tell our supporters, I think they know it anyway, we've got a real hungry, you know, dressing room that's got a fantastic will to win. And some weeks we know in the Championship that may not be enough. And that's why we're always looking every day for more quality to add to what we've got.
On your record signing, you were very excited when you got that deal done. How's he looked so far? Is he exactly what you thought you were getting?
Yeah, he is. He's just turned 20. He's just come out of his teens a matter of weeks ago. And it's quite interesting. We've done a finishing session today, and it was almost if you put the ball in the net, you stay out. And Jono missed. And Matt Derbyshire says, I think Jono's out. I said, well, I'll let you tell him. You know, he's 6 feet two, he's broad, he's strong, he's aggressive, he looks at you. He's settled in really well, to be fair. He's a lovely kid, but we don't forget that's what he is. He's a kid, but he's got a man's physique, and he'll play a big part going forward for us, and he'll score a lot of goals for us, I'm sure.
With the loan window being active again now, are you, you know, still looking to bring in as soon as possible? Are you sort of taking a bit of a longer-term view now? I'm going to give these guys a chance. And have you had any inquiries for players in your squad?
Well, Matt Sadler's going out today to Crawley for a month's loan. They've got a bit of a problem down there, which don't really matter to me whether they've got a problem or not. But, you know, we had two or three clubs in League One that had been asking for Matt in the last week, and we sent the kid home yesterday with three options. He's chosen to go back there, but it's purely for 32 days. It's purely for six games of football, and he'll come back and compete to get in, and that's because he's not had a lot of first-team action recently. There may be one or two more that take that course, but it'll probably be early next week or middle of next week before those one or two lads make their way out. And we're always looking to bring in, but, you know, we're looking quite seriously at one or two that would command sizeable fees, and if we're going to be paying sizeable fees, we're probably two or three weeks away short of bringing them in, because we could bring them in on an emergency loan basis, but the maximum is 9 to 3 days, and supporters will quickly calculate it's probably the 30th of September, not that we've worked it out, before we could bring them in, because we could sign them on emergency loan to January, and then if everything's agreed, complete it then. So we're looking for ends, but we're only looking if we can add some quality to what we've got. We've got enough strength and depth in numbers. We've got enough competition throughout the squad. We're just trying to add selectively a little bit of quality, and we're not going to give names or positions or anything like that. We're just trying to do our business quietly, like we showed with Johnson Clark Harris and like we showed with Luciano Becco.
What does that say about the way that Joe Scars has played then, that Matt Sadler's going to have a month on loan?
Well, Scars has done okay. I wouldn't say he's been fantastic, but he's done okay. He's still adapting to it. It's the highest level he's played. But the one thing you get with Joe Scars, he's a fantastic professional. He gives you everything he has. And we've got backup within our squad. You know, we've got Richard Wood that can do a job there. More importantly, we've got Kip Broadfoot, who's played left back, of course, in the UEFA Cup final we had for Glasgow Rangers. So we've certainly got cover that we've got there. But when we look at just what we've got now, then it just allows us within the squad to give Matt 30 days of football. You know, it costs us nothing. Crawley pick up his wages, etc. And he'll go and he'll have a month of football, and it suits the kid. And I thought he was going to choose one or two other clubs in League One, but when you've got an affinity with John Gregory, the manager at Crawley, like Matt is, then that probably simplified his decision as to where he would choose.
It's been a tough couple of weeks for this town. There's a lot of Rotherham fans that are going to feel a bit embarrassed about, you know, what has happened in this town over the last few weeks. Does this football club give them a chance to sort of keep that pride, what they've achieved over the last couple of years?
Well, you can't go as far as to say we're the only shining beacon light in the town, because, you go about this town, and I spend a lot of time in the community, and some of the social care and some of the nurses and medical staff and care workers, they're just teachers. They're phenomenal people. You know, people were hurting when all this broke. Now, I'm not from Rother. I've never hidden that. I'm a Glaswegian. But it hurts you, you know, and it will be hurting our supporters deeply as they travel around the country, as football supporters mock it, etc. But, you know, I only had one answer to this, is that it took the Chief Constable 3 weeks to announce an investigation. He should have announced it in 10 minutes because it was simple for me. And I don't think it should just finish with, I'm being quite bold in this, I don't think it should just finish with strong words of people losing their jobs. People should go to jail for this. That's what should happen to them. And I've never hidden that view, and I've shared it privately and I've said it publicly. But, you know, we're only part of a town, and we're going to try and uphold the morals and traditions of a lot of people in this town. There's a lot of caring people in this town, a lot of people that are hurting from it, a lot of business leaders that are hurting from it. And we all hope that these local businesses can be here next year and the year after to show that they've come through it, because it doesn't do you any good when you're trying to win business.
The game itself is going to be a tough one, but you've done well away from home so far, haven't you?
Well, we've played well away from home. We should have certainly taken someone at Derby. And we went down to Millwall and produced a super performance. And I think the 1-0 win is the least we deserved. It could have been more. You know, we don't fear anyone when we go away, but we respect them, and we need to do our homework, and we need to defend very well at times, probably go to our best. And Saturday brings a big challenge with that. You know, I touched on it earlier. Eddie Howe is a man I've got a good relationship with and enormous respect. And Steve Fletcher, of course, who played for me, I think there's a stand named after him down there. No doubt Fletcher will be telling me to look at his picture on the stand behind the goal. But they're good people. They've stuck by the club in some dark days, and they've come through. They've signed some super players. We know how they'll play. We can probably all bar the odd one he's brought in this week. The lad from Norwich may play, but apart from that, I would think it very much as they've been, and they've been absolutely terrific. You know, the boy Wilson was a right good signing for them, and you can understand why they pay £3 million.
I can remember covering Rotherham United when Bournemouth and Rotherham had huge point deductions and were, you know, going into that particular season, were fighting to stay in the Football League as a consequence to start the year. Considering both are back in the Championship now, it says a great deal about the way that those clubs have moved on from that.
Yeah, and it says a great deal the type of finance it takes, or the type of monies it takes from very committed people to put them in that position. You know, I don't know the name of the owner at Bournemouth. All I know is that he's a billionaire, if not near it, who's gone in there and restructured the football club with some good people below him in the board, some good people in it. And they made a very simple decision for me when they were really, really struggling as a team on the pitch, which is to go and get Eddie and his staff back. And Eddie and Jason have just done magnificent down there. And I think Rotherham United needed a Tony Stewart to come along. And I wasn't around the football club at that time, but I'm told when he took the club out of Rotherham and over to the Don Valley in Sheffield, a lot of doom and gloom people said he'd never be back, and it was pie in the sky, and it was a make-up, and it was another con situation. But he's more than delivered, hasn't he? So, you know, our chairman, who'll be with us at Bournemouth on Saturday with his good wife Joan, can sit there with enormous pride. And we know that the travelling support that we'll take down there, will the minimum they'll get, hopefully, is a right good shift from the team. Anything else on the way back is a bonus, because if we've added 2 points to the travelling back on Saturday night, Rob, then we'll have had a good day in the South Coast.
You think that is really at the core of what, you know, why you've been such a good team away from home for the last couple of years, that you do just work so hard and you do make it tough for the home team to sort of set their tempo?
Well, if we work as hard as we normally work away from home, then the minimum will be is in the game on 70 minutes. And every time we're home or away, I always say to my team, be in the game in 70 minutes, because we're an impeccably fit side. And somebody like Eddie and Jason will have done the statistics, and they'll know if this is levels on 70 minutes, there's a fair chance that Rotherham will be strong in that last 20, 25 minutes. But we need to be in the game at that stage, and that means all over the pitch. We need to do the basics very well. And that sounds simple, but it's harder to achieve. Your defenders need to defend with some real pride. Your midfield players need to give you a real shift, and your strikers need to take a chance when it comes along.